Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. India to celebrate 78th Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lead the nation in celebration from Red Fort. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar recalls courage and sacrifice of builders of sovereign Bharat. Deputy Superintendent of Police Pendangwati Au, sole officer from Nagaland, to receive medal for meritorious service on Independence Day. A nation observes Partition Horror Remembrance Day today to commemorate victims of partition in 1947. Now the news in detail. India celebrates its 78th Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the nation in the celebrations from the Red Fort in Delhi. He will unfurl the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. The theme of this year's Independence Day is Viksit Bharat at 2047, with the aim to increase Jan Pagidari. Around 6,000 special guests have been invited to witness the celebrations at Red Fort. These people from different walks of life, categorized as youth, tribal community, farmers, women and other special guests, have excelled in various fields with the help of various government schemes and initiatives. The Indian contingent, which took part in a recently concluded Paris Olympics, has also been invited to participate in the celebrations. Other invitees include nearly 2,000 people from various states and union territories dressed in traditional attire and 3,000 winners of different online competitions organized by the Ministry of Defense in collaboration with MyGov and Akashvani. In Nagaland, the state-level celebration of the Independence Day will be held at the Civil Secretariat Plaza, Kohima. Chief Minister Nipirio will hoist the national flag and take Rashtriya salute from 19 Bharat contingents. The state is also set to launch the Chief Minister's Universal Life Insurance Scheme at tomorrow's event. The celebrations will further be marked by presentation of awards, cultural presentation and entertainment, and visit to institutions by charitable organizations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has greeted the citizens on the eve of Independence Day. In a message, Dhankar said, "The momentous day is a solemn reminder of the indomitable courage and selfless sacrifice of countless heroes that laid the foundation of sovereign Bharat. It is also a celebration of the ideals of justice, liberty, equality and fraternity that remain the bedrock of a vibrant democracy," he added. On the occasion, the Vice President appealed to everyone to commit to the values upheld by our freedom movement. Dhankar also urged upon the citizens to work hard to realize the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Nagaland's lone Lok Sabha MP, S. Subbarayan Jami, has extended greetings on India's 78th Independence Day. In a statement, Jami paid tribute to the courage, sacrifices and vision of freedom fighters and recalled India's remarkable achievements over the past 78 years. He said the nation's spirit lies in its diversity, resilience and unwavering commitment to democracy and justice. As India marches forward, the MP called upon all to renew the pledge to uphold the principles of freedom, equality, fraternity and secularism. Urging for unity, Jamil wished that this Independence Day be an inspiration to work towards a brighter and more inclusive future for all. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Deputy Superintendent of Police Pendangwati Au is the sole officer from Nagaland to be awarded the Medal for Meritorious Service on the occasion of Independence Day this year. The recognition is part of the broader national award in which a total of 1,037 personnel of police, fire, home guards and civil defence and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals. The President's Medal for Gallantry has been awarded to a head constable of Telangana Police and Medal for Gallantry presented to 213 personnel. Further, the President's Medal for Distinguished Service has been awarded to 94 personnel, while the Medal for Meritorious Service has been awarded to 729, including Pendangwati. Nagaland will see a sizable representation at the Independence Day celebrations in New Delhi tomorrow, with almost 30 individuals and their families being invited as special guests. Among the invitees are three entrepreneurs from three districts of Nagaland under the Aspirational Block Program, and W. Mane, a young woman representative from Wangti Village in Mon District. Others comprise students and teachers, including various individuals from Eglavia Model Residential Schools in Dizit and Twensa. Representatives have also been invited from Lakpati DT Scheme, Adal Innovation Mission, Asha Workers, A&M's and Border Roads Organization. Besides, 31 other Naga couples residing in Delhi have also been invited through Nagaland House, Delhi. Gohima Deputy Commissioner Office today observed the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign under Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Addressing the event, Deputy Commissioner Gohima Kumar Ramnikan emphasized that holding the national flag is not merely symbolic, but a reaffirmation of duty and patriotism towards the country. The event concluded with a Tiranga pledge and a Tiranga canvas activity. Chumugirima also conducted a Tiranga pledge-taking ceremony and a rally as part of the celebrations. Around 400 representatives from police and fire departments, Indian Reserve Battalions and students from Government Higher Secondary School, Chumugirima, joined the rally. A similar rally was also conducted at the Commissioner of Police Office in Dimapur, which featured a 150-meter-long national flag carried by the 43rd Assam Rifles. In Mon, the tricolour was distributed to every household. Besides, womenfolk of NGO Konyak, Nukpu, Sheko, Kong also carried out cleanliness strife within Mon town. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. It commemorates the victims and sufferings of people during the partition of India in 1947. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled the countless people who were impacted and greatly suffered due to the horrors of partition. Modi said this is also a day to pay tribute to their courage, which illustrates the power of human resilience. Modi emphasized the nation's commitment to protect the bonds of unity and brotherhood in the country. Paying his respects on the occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, "Only a nation that remembers its history can build its future and emerge as a powerful entity." Shah termed observing the day as a foundational exercise in the process of nation building. And Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, said, "Discipline and work with dedication and commitment are keys to achieving success in any field." He said this today while interacting with volunteers of National Service Scheme and My Bharat, who have been invited as special guests to witness the 78th Independence Day celebrations at the Red Fort. Dr. Mandaviya said, "Youth are the future of the country." He added that when the country will be developed by 2047, the biggest beneficiaries will be the youth of the country. The Union Minister appealed to everyone to work hard to realize the vision of Viksit Bharat. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. India to celebrate 78th Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lead the nation in celebrations from the Red Fort. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar recalls courage and sacrifice of builders of sovereign Bharat. Deputy Superintendent of Police Pendang Wadiao, sole officer from Nagaland, to receive medal for meritorious service on Independence Day. A nation observes Partition Horror Remembrance Day today to commemorate victims of partition in 1947. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.